Patrick Chanu and Marta Chanu decided to start their own farm, Bimbamba Artisan Chocolate, to fight against the system they thought was oppressive to the people in their village. I spoke with Patrick Chanu about their own journey of setting a farm to hire locals in the village and to bring the best chocolate beans possible to pack here in Denver, Colorado, and to keep their values of social justice and environmental justice. How do you get this wonderful chocolate that is so pure in Colorado?
Yes, I think it was a long journey, and it's all about patience and be a good learner and a good observer and good listener. Listen to what people want and think it through and make sure to deliver. Basically, I was working as an engineer, and I started. We started a farm. My wife and I, Mara and I, we started a farm, and we wanted. You know, we took our time to let this farm grow and start producing, and we developed the right procedure for fermentation and drying, so that we can have the best beans possible. And that's where it starts. You know, if you don't have the best bean, then you will need to use chemicals to change the flavor, to change the way it looks and everything. But if you have good quality beans, you're off on a good start. So that's what we understood, and that's what we try to. That's how we try to approach our chocolate. And then we think about, you know, what is out there, what is not, how we can contribute to make the chocolate world a more dynamic, a more innovative world. And that's how we think, and that's how we come up with our flavors.
So, full disclosure, I am from Ecuador, and we have the best chocolate. But when I try your chocolate, I'm like, this is fantastic. This really tastes so similar to my country. And maybe it is because of the latitude that your country and my country are. Is that possible? Or do you think it's something else?
I mean, it's in part the latitude. And also, have something to do with the varieties. I think in Ecuador, you also grow a variety called Trinitario, which is one of the, you know, which is the main variety that we grow in Cameroon and that I grow on my farm, that we grow on our farm. So I think, the latitude, the variety, and Trinitario is kind of unique. I think about 5 to 10% of the cocoa in the world are Trinitario only. So it's unique. It's it has a combination of bean chocolatey and bean dry fruity, and sometimes it could be chocolatey or spicy. But in our case, it's in the case of Ecuador, it's chocolatey and dry fruit. So that's a little bit where the similarity comes from, I think.
Now, it is so nice to see that you have your own business, but you are employing people from your country and allowing them to have their own business or their own income over there. Because as you know, many, many times, investors go over there and they establish business and then they profit from our beauty, our abundance, but doesn't come back to the land or to the people in the land. What's your reflection about this?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the reasons why we decided to start our own farm, because we wanted to have our own system that really fit the value that we were seeking, that we were trying to build. Yeah, we were fed up about that as we learned about the system, and we felt that it could be done differently and that there's a market that will respond well to that. It's not everybody who just want to ship us chocolate, you know. There are a lot of people, we believe that there are a lot of people who, when they learn about what's going on, who will understand that chocolate actually should be a little bit more expensive, because it takes a lot. You know, if you want everybody to really take advantage of the chocolate, from the farmers, from the local village, from the people who help after harvesting, from your suppliers, of your other ingredient in Cameroon, if you really want them to be successful, the chocolate is going to cost a little bit more money. And we believe that there are a lot of people who understand that.
And that's the key here, huh? Local locally grown and locally harvest and locally distributed to here in Colorado. It's so fantastic to have this quality of chocolate. Where can people go to get more chocolate?
Yes, so we sell our chocolate at farmers market. The main ones are Boulder Farmers Market, Sapper Street in Denver, City Park in Denver, Avada, Louisville also. So we have those farmers market. We also sell online on our website, bibamba.com, bibamba.com. Right now, we just shut down the online store because of the heat of the summer. But we will be opening back in fall, and we will be contacting people, the people who join our list, email list, to give them some good promotional deal. And we also have about 90 locations, mainly in Colorado and some in California, Oregon, other places. Yeah, so those are some of the locations where we sell our product. And we hope to grow. We hope to find maybe local distributors that fit our, you know, visions to partner with and try to get into more stores.
So fantastic. The best of luck, and keep on bringing this delicious chocolate, pure, that I love so much. For KGNU, I am Rosana Longo-Better.